Deirdre Kennedy with a report on efforts to improve vaccination rates for childhood diseases. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. The CDC says more than one in four kids is out of compliance with recommended federal guidelines for vaccinations. Public health officials are worried that communities may become vulnerable to childhood diseases that have been suppressed for decades. Already this year, the CDC recorded 64 cases of measles, more than any full year since 2001. CDC spokesman Curtis Allen.
63 of the 64 we cannot document had vaccinations. We know that 14 of the 64 claimed vaccination exemptions due to either religious or personal beliefs. 7 were unvaccinated due to delays or missed opportunities. 13 were too young to be vaccinated, and then there were 7 who were 12 to 15 months who had just not made their appointment yet.
12 of those measles cases were in San Diego and 1 in Los Angeles. Almost all of the infections were traced to Europe, where measles is still rampant. Allen says in the U.S., childhood diseases like measles are so rare that many parents are more afraid of the potential side effects from the vaccine than they are of the disease.
And also, many parents are not aware that measles still exist or the potential consequences of measles. In an outbreak between 1989 and 1991, there were 55,000 cases of measles in the United States. There were also 11,000 hospitalizations, and 123 died.
In some California counties, between 5 and 15% of parents are opting out of vaccinating their kids. At Oakland Children's Hospital, pediatrician Gina Lewis talks to mother Nakibam Toussaint, who's brought in her son Xavier for his 12-month vaccinations.
We have the measles, mumps, rubella, and the chickenpox vaccine. So these two are ones that he's never had before. Sometimes about 10 days after he gets the vaccine, you get a little rash and a little fever. So if that happens, I'd like to know.
Dr. Lewis says recently she's had to reassure a lot of parents who hear alarming stories about vaccinations in the popular media.
For instance, the Oprah show that aired a couple of months ago, then People magazine came out with an article, and then Eli Stone had a really, really detrimental show where they showed a family winning a lawsuit against a vaccine company. That's when I really started to see families being nervous about vaccinating their kids and, in some cases, not vaccinate at all.
Some celebrities and parents groups have even placed media ads suggesting a link between a mercury-based preservative in vaccines and autism. But the CDC and groups like the California Immunization Coalition are trying to counter those fears. Director Catherine Flores says if autism were caused by the mercury in vaccines, autism rates should be going down.
The California Department of Public Health showed that despite the fact that certain preservatives, thimerosal, is the one that is of concern to the anti-vaccine community, has been taken out of all vaccines since 2002 or before. However, the incidence of autism has continued to increase, and this supports our position that thimerosal does not cause autism.
Under California law, all children must have their vaccines up to date before entering grade school. But California is one of 48 states that allows families to opt out of vaccination programs for philosophical or religious reasons. Yvonne Maldonado, an epidemiologist at Stanford Children's Hospital, says when 15% of children are unvaccinated, that can threaten what's known as herd immunity.
The idea that you vaccinate everybody in a population, given that situation, if somebody gets sick, you limit the spread of that disease because most of the children are not going to serve as transmitters of the disease. At a certain threshold, if you have X number of susceptibles in a population, then you can have a state where introduction of a disease into your population will lead to lots and lots of infections.
Maldonado says, ironically, vaccination programs have become victims of their own success because many parents don't realize the link between vaccinations and better health.
Measles, mumps, whooping cough, lockjaw, all of these diseases killed so many children in the 1900s that the life expectancy with the introduction of vaccines went up by 30 years from the early 1900s to the late 1900s. We are very cavalier about these diseases because we don't see them, but that's because we're vaccinating and keeping them at bay.
And it's not just measles that's become a major concern. whooping cough infections have quadrupled in California over the past decade. The CDC recommends that adults and adolescents get the Tdap booster for whooping cough, diphtheria, and tetanus. And Democratic Assemblymember Juan Arambula of Fresno has just introduced a bill that would require a Tdap booster for all seventh graders.
We've seen an increase in the incidence of whooping cough, particularly amongst immigrant and refugee populations and low-income people. And adolescents who enter middle school have their vaccine wearing off at that time. Not only do they miss school, but they can pass it on to younger children that are not yet immunized, that are defenseless.
Arambula says he may also introduce legislation targeting measles. But even if it passes, parents will still be able to opt out. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.